Hey, Erica, how you doing? Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. What I'll do, a little introduction here. We'll do a few minutes, and I'll just have you hand the phone off to Casey, and we'll go from there, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Our national FFA coverage continues this week. A national FFA convention ending today, Saturday. And we have a chance to check in with our local chapters, so those attending and those who were not able to make it this year, but still a great opportunity to see what's going on with our area FFAs. These reports are brought to you by Mid-Soda Manufacturing and Avon, Nelson Insurance Agency, Mike Breath Construction, Minnesota Corn Growers, Minnesota Farmers Union, also Lake Country Veterinary Clinic, Main Street Albany, and Minnesota Farm Bureau. We check in with the Melrose FFA, Erica Duckhut, joining us. And Erica, we appreciate your time. How's the week gone so far over there at Melrose?
It's been quite a busy week.
And Erica, you've been pretty involved over there at Melrose for quite a few years. Talk about your career over there in the FFA. And right now you're serving as officer, right?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. And what position do you hold?
This year, we actually switched it over to what we call a leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of traditional offices, each of us is the head of a committee instead, so it gets members more involved.
Well, talk about your chapter as a whole here. Is it growing? And give us a few examples on some of the things you guys do during the year.
Oh, it's definitely growing. We have a ton of 7th and 8th graders who are very interested. We have four big chapter meetings each year, and then we do a bunch of different activities. So this year we have a Christmas party planned for the members. We do safety day, green hand day, just a bunch of different things for people to show up to and really enjoy the group that we have.
Now, last year, did you have a chance to go to National Convention a year ago?
Yes, I was part of the competing team at Nationals.
That's what I remember. I think so. I remember they're talking with you last year. And looking back at that experience as well, I mean, that's something that everybody who's an FFA, that's got to be a real highlight going on the national scene.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing all the pictures this year, and I've been missing it a lot.
Erica, if you look at yourself and your career in FFA, you know, from the first day to today, how have you, what would you say, grown as a person in your FFA chapter?
It's definitely taught me a lot of leadership, as well as exploring things that I never thought I'd be interested in. I didn't even know that I had joined FFA until like a month later when I finally asked Ms. Seifert what I was doing. And it really opened up and showed me that biology and animal and human science is what I wanted to do. And I never thought that that would be how I would find that out.
So what is your ultimate goal when it comes to a career?
I am actually enrolled at University of Minnesota Duluth for next year with a biology major. I want to be a pediatrician.
Awesome deal. Neat deal. And that's how, you know, kind of, you know, it's interesting. You know, it's not ag related necessarily, but still FFA played some kind of role in that. That's pretty neat.
Oh, it played a huge role in it. I don't think I would have found that out without FFA.
Mm-hmm. Erica Duckhut joining us here on Chasm Radio. Well, Erica, thanks for joining us for a few minutes. We'll talk to Casey, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. The Melrose FFA chapter, we check in with Casey Klein as well, a member of the FFA. Casey, how you doing today?
Good, you?
Oh, not too shabby. And, well, as Erica mentioned, you guys are going kind of a different route as far as leadership over there as a leadership group. Are you part of that as well?
Yes, I am. So I am treasurer, just because we need somebody to sign that stuff. And then I'm head of fruit sales.
Head of fruit sales as well. Is that easy to do? That can't be.
It's not bad. it's not the worst.
Not the worst. No, is that one of your biggest, you know, kind of fundraisers that you do during the year?
I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Casey Klein with the Melrose FFA joining us. Casey, were you at National Convention a year ago?
I was not. I was not able to make it to that.
Okay. All right. Is that a goal of yours to attend someday, possibly?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. What are some of the highlights of FFA over at Melrose for you, Casey? What do you enjoy the most?
Meeting all the new people. I mean, we get to meet with all the new members, and then we get to make a whole bunch of friends.
Over there as a chapter, are there a few highlights for you? What stands out? What do you enjoy the most?
I would say I enjoy the most when we had our crop plot day, because that was fun. They taught us a whole bunch about, like, yields and all of that fun stuff.
Casey, it's pretty unique because, give us a little background on that. You guys have your own piece of land right by the school, right?
Yeah, so the school actually gave us 10 acres of land to plant and fundraise for the chapter, so that actually helps too. But, so they gave us 10 acres of land so we could do it.
Casey, what was your introduction? Why did you ever jump on the FFA wagon and get involved at Melrose?
Well, actually, I had a family come to me, and they started talking about it with me, and they got me into FFA and 4-H.
And you're not looking back, are you?
No.
Casey Klein over at Melrose. Casey, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. You have a good weekend, okay?
No problem. Thank you. You too.
All right. Thanks again. Casey Klein joining us over there at Melrose FFA, and also Erica Duckhut as well, a part of their leadership team at Melrose, as we check in with some of our area chapters, even though if they did not have a chance to go to national convention this year, still great to get an update on what they're doing. FFA is still a big, big part of Central Minnesota. For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill.